You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Coming up, China AI spooks the market. We take a look at what it means for NVIDIA and we preview the US interest rate decision and tomorrow's Australian inflation report. That's all next. Hi everyone, it is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Tuesday, the 28th of January 2025. The Australian share market fell today, but only just. The ASX 200 down by 0.1%. We'll have more details about that with Jamie Hanna from Van Eck in a few moments. But first to the AI race, where global tech stocks were slammed overnight after Chinese AI startup DeepSeek said its AI model was more efficient and cheaper to make and run than its US competitors. It sent shares in US chipmaker NVIDIA down 17% overnight, although it's still up almost 2,000% over 5 years. So what now? Dan Ives, a technology analyst from Wedbush Securities, spoke with me earlier. Dan, first of all, what do you know of DeepSeek's AI capabilities and how much of it is confirmed? What do we really know?
DeepSeek's an AI lab in China. You know, they said that they spent $6 million to basically develop a model that mirrors ChatGPT. And I think this has sent a huge shot across the bow at U.S. tech in terms of being able to develop a model so cheap. Now, again, devil's in the details. It's China, so you got to take everything with a grain of salt. $6 million can mean $200 million. And I think that's why you saw such a reaction in terms of this U.S. tech sell-off given this DeepSeek.
What do you actually know of the product? Have you used it? How reliable is it? How does it compare?
The product's strong. I mean, I've worked on the model. I think it mirrors a lot ChatGPT as well as Meta's Llama. So the question is, like, how much of this was copied? How much of it's real? I think the scalability of it is an issue. So for a consumer, it's fine. Do enterprises, will they ever actually scale with this technology? Never. So it comes down to, does this dramatically change the spending that NVIDIA, Microsoft, Google are going to see? No. But it just speaks to a competitive environment. China is basically saying, don't forget about us.
Yeah, so tell us more about the reaction then, because we've seen tech stocks smash, particularly in the US overnight, NVIDIA down about 17%. What exactly is the concern here?
The concern is you need less hardware, less GPU from NVIDIA. If they could build something like this, according to them, with no GPUs from NVIDIA. Now, the question there is, like, I'd argue, hypothetically, they could have 30 to 50,000 GPUs from NVIDIA, and that's how they built it. So I think you saw the reaction basically saying, who needs NVIDIA? The reality is that if you're making a bet, they probably use NVIDIA's chips.
Obviously, we're not here to provide investment advice. However, what do you think this means for investors and the way they invest? For the past year or so, AI was the term when we talk about investments, exposure to AI. Do you think that's still a necessity, or do you think there's a need for diversification? If we now talk about the implication of China almost coming out of the blue, you know, often we talk about the emergence of a black swan event to hit the market out of the blue. What's your take?
Yeah, I do not believe there's a black swan event. I think this is a blip on the radar. And I think in the coming weeks and months, this will be viewed more as a golden buying opportunity rather than the time to hide and hit the elevator. I think $2 trillion of AI capex has happened in the next 3 years. And that is not changing because of DeepSeek. And that benefits NVIDIA, Palantir, Microsoft, Apple, as well as many others like Google and Amazon. But it's a white knuckle moment. It was a shot across the bow. The bears come out of hibernation mode. I think it'll be short-lived.
And finally, there's one thing we haven't spoken about yet. Donald Trump, you know, could he intervene in some way and how?
Look, this is coming at a critical juncture. TikTok, ByteDance, Trump obviously coming in. You could significantly limit export controls in terms of the chips to China. I think it's a wake-up call. I think Trump is clearly going to focus on this because the biggest golden asset right now is U.S. tech. And if something's going to risk that, it's China. So I think this could clearly have a negative impact for China in terms of this little theater that's happened with a great model. But I think it really awakens the giant, and I think that's something that we need to see how it plays out.
And I know you don't have a crystal ball, but what do you think is the likely way it can play out? What can Donald Trump do?
I think likely, if I was a crystal ball, DeepSeek probably goes China only. Probably comes off the App Store. This is something probably goes, I'd say, a little dark for a while. They'll come out with some new models. But right now, those models are being studied at Meta, OpenAI, Microsoft, to see if how much was stolen and ultimately was this actually built on NVIDIA GPUs. So I think those are all the questions that need to come out. Shoot first, ask later. That was the market's reaction. I think that was the wrong move.
That is Dan Ives there, technology analyst and managing director of Wedbush Securities.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On the Money podcast.
Australian tech stocks did fall today, especially those connected to AI. But interestingly, it was the REITs, so listed real estate, energy, as well as utilities. Those sectors which really dragged the market lower, but only just. The S&P ASX 200 down 0.1% to 8,399. To tell us more, I spoke with Jamie Hanna from Van Eck. Jamie, first of all, why do you think we've seen such a negative reaction from Australian tech stocks following DeepSeek's AI news, yet the broader market is at least, steady?
Look, I think we've really just taken a lead from the US markets overnight. If we look in the US, it's the NVIDIAs, it's the semiconductors, the chip manufacturers, or anything really related to artificial intelligence, in terms of the AI, revolution that's been playing out over the last couple of years. They're the companies that were really hit last night quite hard. Whereas if you look at the rest of the US market, anything outside of that area, was generally quite stable. So it really is just a flow-on effect from the US. But if you really look at what's happening in the US, it's about technology disruption. So if we look at technology and how it changes over time, you can see that any form of technology can, will change and has changed. But, a lot of these companies were expecting some form of incremental change over time, whereas it appears that this DeepSeek has come as a bit of a, out of the blue moment and really made a lot of companies, a lot of research analysts, and a lot of the market really question their assumptions that they thought they already knew.
So if you look at the biggest losers in terms of sectors on the ASX 200 today, right? Obviously we've got the IT sector, but then there's materials and you've also got real estate stocks performing particularly poorly. Of those material plays, uranium plays doing quite badly too. So what's the connection? Is there a connection between uranium and property type stocks in this whole deep space AI narrative?
Look, I think there is a link. If we take uranium, for example, uranium is really linked to power production. And we're having the conversations in Australia about nuclear energy. And Australia is not really alone. These types of conversations are taking place globally at the moment as people are really analyzing, AI and how it's going to impact future electricity needs. And AI in particular has chips that are really heavy on electricity usage. So if there is going to be any pullback in electricity usage or data center usage based on, new algorithms that DeepSeek have come up with, then potentially, yes, it's going to, require less electricity and potentially less nuclear. And then if we look at the real estate side of things, really it comes down to nearly exactly the same thing. The real estate, sector in Australia is really overweight Goodman Group. And Goodman Group have moved into data centers massively over the last couple of years, and they've seen a lot of upside. If you look at the rest of the market at the moment in the real estate industry, they're up today. So with Goodman Group looking like it's going to end up down about 8%, what you'll find is that it's just dragged the market down. And people are really assessing the amount of data center usage and the amount of profitability that Goodman can make, weighing into the fact with these new changes to DeepSeek. So yes, both the uranium and the real estate market, falls today are completely linked to what's happening in the artificial intelligence market.
Okay, and given we've seen this latest news and all this impact, does it change the way you view tech or AI stocks?
Look, it changes a few things about how we view it. And the first one is really about, one, what are the future revenue potential and growth within the artificial intelligence market? And second of all, what is their return on investment? Because a lot of these companies are pouring tens of billions of dollars into this development. So we need to assess, right, how much of an impact will this have on these companies and how much future growth potential will it impact? It's very difficult to say. We all know that Nvidia is on really high multiples, but if you actually look at the earnings stream of Nvidia, 2 years ago, they were only earning in revenue around $2 billion US a year, whereas now they're going to end up somewhere around $63 billion US. So even though they're on massive multiples, they are increasing their revenue massively. So what we really need to assess now is, right, we know that there's a fundamental paradigm shift that could take place in this industry. How much will it affect the sales of Nvidia, for example? It's very difficult to say until people really assess the impact of this and what it will mean going forward. So yes, that's what's happened today. That's what's caused the market turmoil, and no one's really sure of the answer yet.
Okay, let's look at some other company news. Is there anything that's been catching your eye today?
Yeah, look, there's not a great deal. I think everyone's really focused on DeepSeek and what it means for the market. And every bit that we've talked about, from the materials to the real estate sector to the technology, is really getting impacted by DeepSeek. So I think all eyes are firmly on that. I haven't seen any other major announcements out of companies today that would move the market.
There is some key economic data coming out over the next couple of weeks. The first big one tomorrow is the CPI, the quarterly CPI inflation numbers. What's the market looking for, and how will it likely impact the Reserve Bank's decision on interest rates when it first meets in February for this year?
The market is basically pricing in very little change in the underlying inflation rate in Australia. So the TRIM mean is like the standard measure. People are expecting, and the market is really pricing in about 0.6% for the fourth quarter of last year, which takes the TRIM mean inflation for last year to a bit over 3%, which is still higher than the RBA's target. So it's not necessarily anything, revolutionary or any big changes expected. What that will mean, though, is it's highly unlikely for the RBA to be looking to cut rates in February. We still have a really tight labor market, and with, the inflation, essentially not receding as much as the government would like, the RBA is going to be forced to just hold their hand and not really take any cuts. And, obviously at this stage, I think the Labor Party would like to see cuts coming into the election, but the market isn't pricing it in at the moment.
And speaking of interest rates, we've also got the US Federal Reserve meeting later this week. What's expected?
Yeah, so there is expected to be a complete pause in any cuts in the US. If we went back just, a couple of months ago, there was a lot of expectation for rate cuts in the US. But look, there is none at the moment. The chance of a rate cut coming up this week is very, very low now, practically zero. And that's for the next couple of months as well. It's on the back of many things. Obviously, Trump, and the new political parties coming into power, everyone's waiting to see, a lot of their policy changes, how inflationary that will be, as well as like the overall business confidence. And a lot of the data coming out of the US is really showing the economy is relatively strong and potentially doesn't need any rate cuts for it to continue the way it is.
And finally, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
Look, at the moment, I think what we've seen over the last couple of years has really been large mega cap companies really rallying hard. We're talking the big banks in Australia. We're talking a lot of the technology companies in the US. I think where people have lost focus is on the emerging companies, the smaller companies that are coming through. And I think a lot of them can actually disrupt a lot of the market share of the larger companies. They can really gain new ground and really I guess, disrupt a lot of the technology that we're seeing, and we've seen it overnight. So a lot of the smaller companies in particular to focus on, I'd really focus on companies that already have particular advantages. And that would be things like, low debt in this current environment, already stable year-on-year earnings growth, and, high return on equity. Those types of quality companies should generally perform well. And I think there's been a lot more focus on the smaller company space in the moment.
That's Jamie Hanna there from Van Eck. Don't forget, if you enjoy the podcast, to give it a rating on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and to click the subscribe button.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision. This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.